Hi, my real ones. Happy Wednesday. We're back with another When You Feel Wednesday. And today's topic is very dear to my heart because I realized that it walks in alignment with what, you know, Gary Chapman describes as one of the five love languages, and that's that of affirmation. And many times we feel like, you know, the Lord doesn't really affirm us and things like that, but the Lord does. We just need to search the scripture. So this is a part one of a three-part program. Yes, and we're going to just hear the scriptures and affirm ourselves in the Lord, because the other thing is that the world tends to want us to feel like we need to affirm ourselves with self, so we have a bag of self, and that is not so. You know, we have to learn how to love God the way that He loves us, to then love ourselves, to then love our neighbors as ourselves. So we can't use self first. So with that being said, today's episode is When You Feel Like You Need to Be Affirmed by the Lord, of course. Okay? All right, stick and stay.
Struggling the soul, feeling like you're nothing. We got a word, and that is a sure thing. Don't believe in fake, activate your faith. We're the real ones, and we got you. We got you.
As stated earlier, we are pulling from the Word of God to affirm us. We're not going to be like some people who just draw from the Word and then went from the world, not the Word. Yes. And based on that is like you say all these affirmations, but when it all is said and done, you just still feel empty. But no, that's not how it is with the Word of God. And that is what we're going to be using. Okay. So the first one is, you are loved. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. You are forgiven. Psalm 103 verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. You are His masterpiece. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are a child of God. Romans 8 verse 16. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. You are valuable. Luke 12, 6 to 7. Are not five sparrows sold for two pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You are enough. But He said to me, my grace is you are enough, okay? My tongue is enough to tell you that. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 to 10 says, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. My tongue is strong in the name of Jesus. You are wonderfully made. Psalm 139 verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You are redeemed. Saw Romans 3:24. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. You're strong. Isaiah 41 verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And lastly, for today, you are blessed. Galatians 3 verse 9. So those who rely on faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Here ended the reading of God's holy affirmations to you. We honor it by saying, thanks be to God. Say it with me. Thanks be to God. Amen. As humans, we seek to get affirmations. We seek the approval of men and women, right? And the fact is, when we don't get affirmations, for some of us, we feel like we're not loved. We feel like we're not valued. We feel like we're not enough. We feel like, you know, all those feelings. But I hope to God that these affirmations were, you know, rhema words for you to remind you that you don't gotta seek it from anybody else. You just gotta seek it from God. So, you know, this, we just went through 10 of them, but the Lord has inspired the Bible to have many, many more. He has, in his words, it's written, we have a lot of affirmation. So if this is not enough for you, don't wait on the next part, you know, part two and part three. Go and find them and affirm yourself, you know. You know, just like how we love to get a text message from, you know, babe, from our lover. So it is that Jesus is our lover and he has all the right texts for us. We just need to pay attention. You know, the notification will come in to say it's time for the word. Don't ignore that notification. It's not like a ping ping on your phone, but there's a ping ping in the spirit. Go take up the word of God and read the text. Read it in the morning. He says, I love you. Read it at night. I am with you. Yeah, read it. Love it. And let that be what you use to affirm yourself. Because the thing is, you know, when we seek men's approval, it's so easy for men to take it away, but the word of God is everlasting and it will not be taken away from us, as well as the word of God will not return unto him void. You know, that means too that the word that he gives us is not void, it's not empty. So take it all in, eat it, breathe it, and also share it with other people. And you'll find that, you know, the life makes sense again. Yeah. Heavenly Father, as we are ending today's episode, I pray that your words, dear Lord Jesus, will not end in the minds of your people. I pray that they will find at least one affirmation to take them through this Wednesday or whenever it is that they have listened to this, you know, episode. I also pray, dear Lord Jesus, that you will break every chain of bondage that your people are under. For some of them, mighty God, they feel like you won't love them anymore. They feel like you haven't forgiven them. But God, help them to remember through hearing these words that as far as the east is from the west, mighty God, so far have you removed their transgressions, that it's no longer there. So it's for them to live a redeemed life, because you've also affirmed us that we have been redeemed. I pray, God, that you will also remind them that they have an everlasting love through you. And though sometimes, you know, with the human kind of love is like, we may do one thing and we mess up and then the person's like, I don't love you anymore. that is not how it is with you. So help them, dear Lord Jesus, to stop attributing, you know, human love with God's love, you know, and then to learn about your love, to say, not because someone messed up, it means that you have to stop loving them. I pray, dear Lord Jesus, that they will learn your nature, and through learning your nature, they will adjust their nature. They will learn to become more like you, mighty God. Help them, dear Lord Jesus, that person who feels like she is weak, to remember that your grace is sufficient, God, and that in you they have strength, God. Just continue to have thine own way. Allow them, God, to feel your everlasting love. I keep asking you for that because I realize that in this generation, a lot of people are searching for love in the wrong places. But help us, God, to seek it in you, oh God. Thank you, mighty Jesus, for hearing and answering, and continue to have thine own way. Continue to be with us as this ministry grows, God. Continue to bless this real family. Continue to cover them with your everlasting love. These and other mercies we pray and ask in your name. Amen. So thank you guys for giving this episode a listen. Do not be selfish. Share it with someone. Sorry about that. You know, it's my cue to wrap this up quickly. But yeah, like I was saying, if it's a case where this episode really blessed you, then leave a review, leave a comment. Just share this episode. Share it. Share it as an act of sharing God's love. You don't know who may need these words. They meet your friends. This is my cue to really wrap up. Am I not going to delete this now? No, delete this. This is as real as it can be. But yeah, your friends may be having silent battles and they may not be sharing what is happening, but you never know how you may save their lives with this episode. So do it. Do it like Nike. All right. So share it. And thanks again for listening. Big up yourself in the name of Jesus, but big up God first and foremost. So without further ado, listen for the sheep. Oh, geez, you know what that means. I used to always say this too, so I'm going to add it. This is Nasanta saying it's been real. It's my cue to sign out. No, that's shaky. I don't remember how it go, but yeah. Take care, guys. It's been real. Signing out.